Donald LaRocca, curator of arms and armor.
This is an armor made for Luis, Prince of Asturias. It was made in Paris and dated 1712. It's interesting for a variety of reasons. First of all, because it's made for a child, which is very unusual. Also because it's made in the early 18th century, which is much later than the period we think of armor being made. Also because it's very, very well made and it's very well preserved. Why this armor would have been made was really as a symbol of the rank and title of this young prince, who was the first Spanish-born member of the Bourbon family. His great-grandfather, Louis XIV, commissioned this armor for him to indicate clearly that this was the next ruler of Spain and that he was intimately connected with the French royal house. So it was probably made for a boy of about 5 years old, judging by its proportions and the date compared to the life dates of Prince Louis. The decoration is wonderful. It has these little castles, fleur-de-lis, and lions, and those symbolize the territories that Louis would inherit and would rule over. The castles for Castile, the lions for Lyon, and the fleur-de-lis symbolizing his connection with France. It preserves its original lining, which is also very unusual. You get these velvet tabs all around that are called picadilles. That would have been part of the lining to make the armor more comfortable to wear. Unfortunately, Louis did not reign very long. His reign was quite short. He came to the throne and died under mysterious circumstances shortly thereafter. And there's very little preserved from his reign, this armor being one of the finest things to witness the fact that he actually ruled.